Acts gives us a whole different experience that these disciples, I think there was 120 in the room or somewhere around there, when this happened, when the Holy Spirit was poured out. And so why is it important for us to have this baptism of the Holy Ghost? Why should we go after the Lord for it? Because it gives us power. Now, I'm not speaking about power to go out and tell people what to do and rule over them. I'm talking about a power that goes forth conquering and to conquer. And I'm not talking again about going out to conquer people. I'm talking about conquering this old nature that lives within us. Once we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it is like being given a power that causes us to have a boldness we've never had before. It causes us to be able to walk out of our fear. I'm not saying you won't still feel a fear, but where it immobilized you before, you're now going to push through it. It gives us something deeper in Jesus, more of Him. Can we only receive the Spirit once? No. We can always go after God for more of His Holy Spirit. And we need more of His Spirit living within us. It's more of Him, right? More of the giver. Not so much the gifts, but the Holy Spirit we do need. If you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost or heard about it, you need to go after Him for it. And you need to ask Him to flood you and fill you so that you're enabled and equipped to live a godly and a holy life for Him. To say yes to the Spirit and no to the flesh. So, what I'm saying to you is that it's important for us, monumentally important, to seek Jesus first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's what we need to do. And then all these things will be added unto you. Praise the Lord. So from our part, we need to have open hearts and a life that's laid down. Now that is so easy to say, isn't it? Oh, it's go lay your life down for the Lord until He comes and He goes, whoop. My dear, you need to deal with this. What? I'm not. At least that's what my flesh does. But we need to be willing for whatever it is. Because He doesn't bring things up to us to condemn us. He doesn't bring them up to make us depressed. It sometimes can feel that way. I can tell you, I have sat in the presence of God. And tried to hide because I felt so filthy in His presence. Not that I had done anything, but people, we are nothing but filthy rags. Even in our righteousness, we are filthy rags. We do not deserve Jesus, but praise God, He made a way. And He changes us from the inside out as we allow Him to. Are we willing for whatever He wants to use us for? That's where our hearts need to be open and willing for His call. It's going to mean more death to ourselves. Someone recently told me that they feel like a very selfish person. You know who shows us stuff like that? The Holy Ghost. Yep. When we have been in the presence of the Lord, His light tends to shine down on us and show us things we don't necessarily want to see. But he does it because he wants us to recognize, number one, I got something wrong here. Number two, I don't know if I can get rid of this. You can try, and sometimes we can, and then there are times when, Lord, help, because we can't do it. And we cry out to Jesus, and then all of a sudden he comes and he changes it somehow, some way. And where it seemed like it was monumental, he just goes, boop, and it's changed. And it's amazing. And you sit back and you go, wow, Lord, you're so amazing. Praise God. So when the Lord, I'm not going to say if, when the Lord begins to pour out in that manner, don't be depressed, but rejoice. Go after God to change those things you cannot change within you. And repent and ask him to fill you with himself. Praise the Lord. So if you find yourself in a place and you're crying out for more, and all of a sudden you begin to see cracks and flaws in yourself, don't get upset about it. That's okay. Go after him for the changes that need to take place. And also, don't allow your heart to become hardened. We can do that too sometimes. We can get our noses right out of joint. You know, and a dear one will come and speak to you about something. And I'm not talking about some person that's either a part of the congregation you don't know or, you know, the stranger down the street. I'm talking about people that are close to us. And they come to us and say, you know, there's something I have to talk to you about. And they share something with you that they see as an issue. And they're not sharing it because they want to. They're sharing it because God's laid it on their heart. And maybe God's already been even dealing with you about it. Instead of hardening your heart and becoming angry, take it and pray about it before you do anything. Because 9 times out of 10, when I've been able to do that, I've had the Lord come and show me, yep, that's right. And like I said, my flesh doesn't necessarily take it so well at first, but I love truth, and I always want truth, and that's how we need to point ourselves in the direction of truth. And be willing to hear the things that God wants us to work on and pray about. The things that we need to have die within us so that he can shine forth. So how do I wrap all of this up? I've kind of been all over the map tonight. There's many gifts of the Holy Spirit. I believe Jesus wants to pour them out upon us these days. But what we need to be doing is not going after the gifts, but going after the giver. We need to run hard after him. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." A rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. A rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That means you're not going once saying, "So Lord, yeah, I heard the message tonight and I really want the Holy Ghost. Thanks. Amen." No. Well, I didn't get it. I prayed. I asked the Lord. Go after him every day. And until you get either the answer, not right now, or you get what you're asking for. Praise the Lord. Go after him these days to flood you in your innermost being with his presence, with himself. Praise God. Don't ask once or twice. Morning, noon, and night, go after him for more of him. Read the scriptures. Get them into your heart and soul and innermost being. There's nothing wrong with memorizing the Word of God. And you're going to have places that are going to speak to you more than other places. And that's okay. Memorize those places. Somewhere down the road, God's going to use it and remind you when you're in that place when you need to be reminded. I have a feeling, and I could be wrong, but I have a feeling I might not be done with this topic yet. We'll see. But most importantly, what I wanted to get across to you, yes, we need the gifts of the Spirit. When the gifts of the Spirit are in operation, it will help us to flourish in the Holy Ghost. But before we need that, we need more of Jesus. So get to as many meetings as you can. Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday morning, Wednesday evening, Thursday morning. I know a lot of people work and can't get to all the meetings, but get to as many as you can and show Jesus, not us, show Jesus how much you want him. Pick your Bible up and read it every day. I'm not saying you have to read 15 chapters. You might read a half a chapter, because that half a chapter might minister to you in such a mighty way you don't need to read anything else. Maybe you won't get ministered to in a mighty way. That's okay. Just go after him every day. Pray. Seek him. Take time to be quiet before him. Take time to shout and praise the Lord. But take time for him. Hallelujah. Father, I ask that you would come and do something extraordinary within each of our hearts and souls, not just tonight. But Lord, I ask that you would come and put such a hunger and a thirst in our hearts that we are absolutely driven to seek your face. Like when we were first born again, Lord, I couldn't get enough of you when I was first born again. I pray you would do that again, Lord, for all of us. Just put that hunger and thirst, a fire that won't be consumed within our souls, in our innermost being. And Lord, I ask that you'd come and answer our cries for more of you. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.